I wanted to tell you, but you weren't there.
These are the stories that I wish you heard. Forever Clouds. The little things don't scare me. You could tell me about a client presentation 15 minutes in advance, and I wouldn't even flinch. You can show me scary movies, and like the best of them, I'd have my eyes wide open, hands firmly on the popcorn bucket, waiting for the next big scream. I don't get scared that easily, at least not for the little things. But when you ask me about forever, well, that's a different story. You see, it's not easy. I've seen it from end to end. You'd think I would know everything there is to know about forever. I've seen an imagined life flashing before my eyes. I've banked on promises of memories that never materialized. I've sworn to spend the rest of my life with somebody, and I watched as I took it all back. I've held on. I've let go. How could I know anything about something that is so elusive? Despite all my loves, I still know nothing about forever. And I think about all this as I stare at the man I love. He is flat on the floor reading a book. I am by the window watching him devour his paperback. I think about how good it feels, how easy it is to just sit here, passing the time, neither of us wanting to go anywhere. I think about how easy it is for him and I to just be. And if I could fill the rest of my life with quiet moments just like this, the two of us with nowhere to go, just killing time, I know I'd be okay. I walk to the stereo and thumb through the records, looking for a tune to match my heartbeat. I set the vinyl on the turntable, the scratching warm and familiar. A gentle drumbeat ushers in the story score as I walk over to him and offer an open hand. "Yes?" he asks, barely looking up from the dusty pages of his book. "Come dance with me," I say. He smiles, and it's the crooked one he uses for when I've gone insane again. "Please, I love this song." He stands and puts his book away. He walks slowly to me, hands raised in mock surrender. I meet him in the middle of our imagined dance floor. He wraps his arms around my waist. I throw mine around his neck, our faces close to touching. We sway softly, his hot breath alive on my skin. The verse kicks in, and for the next 5 minutes and 48 seconds, it feels like I am one with my lover. We are one with the music. And I feel so close to him, so close I could almost read his thoughts. I wonder if he could read mine. Does he know how happy I am that he is here? Does he know that I am only truly living when he is around? Does he know that forever is a promise I fear I've made before? Could he feel the pain of broken promises of countless lovers sworn to under countless moons? These questions burn in the middle of my chest. Their flames threaten to engulf all that I see around me. I rest my head on his shoulder and pull him closer to me. He pats my hair softly, his touch a salve for the jaded, and all my apprehensions melt away. My arms slide down from his shoulder to his waist. This time, I let him lead. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love. Yet I always go back to the feeling of having him near me, swaying me, loving me. Maybe instead of holding on to forever, I should just hold on to love. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's story. Today's episode marks the close for season 6, and it's been a fun couple of months with lots of ups and downs. I just need a little bit of time to recoup and get the next stories ready for you. If you miss me too much, I've left a link to a playlist of just the stories in the show notes. I look forward to telling you more when I come back next season. Now, if you have a story you'd like to tell, you can send me a voice message on Facebook by messaging my page at facebook.com/thestoriesiwishyouheard, on Twitter or Instagram at cityboy, or you can send me an email at stories@thebunkph.com. Don't forget to join the Stories Telegram channel for free exclusive content at t.me/tsiwyh. If you're enjoying this podcast, you can show your support by clicking follow or subscribe. You'll get notified whenever a new post is up. You can also rate the show on Spotify or leave a review on the Apple Podcasts app to let me know how I'm doing. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Come back next season when we feature another story on The Stories I Wish You Heard.